You're listening to the Websurdan Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Google has just released data on internet searches related to international education. Internet users in Vietnam are avid YouTube watchers, and research has revealed the most popular social networks in Zimbabwe. Google has just released data on internet searches related to international education. The data revealed that search queries about US universities were the most common, accounting for 35% of searches. Searches by Indian students interested in studying in the US saw particular growth, going up by 8% in 5 years. UK search queries came second, accounting for 26% of searches, an increase of 10% in the last 6 years. The number of search queries by international students interested in studying in the UK almost equaled the number by domestic UK students at 46%. Canada came in third place, followed by Australia, the Netherlands, and Germany. Research shows that international students are looking online to find out more about the courses available at universities, with the report recommending that all universities interested in attracting foreign students should ensure that they have quality and up-to-date websites and social media profiles. Internet users in Vietnam are avid YouTube watchers. In a recent YouTube report, it was revealed that the country was one of the top 10 countries worldwide for the amount of time users spent watching videos on the site. The report revealed that the length of time Vietnamese users spent watching YouTube videos has increased by a staggering 120% in the last year, much higher than the global average increase of 50%. Educational videos were found to be particularly popular in Vietnam, with Vietnamese users watching a higher proportion of videos tagged education than any other Asia-Pacific country. The increase has been attributed to the launch of YouTube's localized Vietnamese site last year, as well as rapidly increasing smartphone penetration in the country. Vietnam's internet population is increasing rapidly also, with 36 million people now using the internet. With a total population of around 90 million, however, Vietnam's internet market is far from mature, meaning that there is still plenty of opportunity for growth to come. Research by StatCounter has revealed the most popular social networks in Zimbabwe. Facebook was the most popular social network by far, accounting for 91% of social media activity in the country. Pinterest came in second place, accounting for 3.3% of social media use, followed by Twitter in third place at 2.8%. Tumblr, Reddit, StumbleUpon, and Google Plus also had a small presence in the country. A social network aimed solely at Zimbabweans that launched earlier this year, Wangu, has not made it into the list, however. In February, it had a user base of just 4,300 people. Digital advertising spend is growing in Colombia, according to research by eMarketer. Advertisers are expected to spend $166 million on online advertising this year, accounting for 11% of total ad spend and amounting to an increase of 25% on last year. This is expected to grow steadily over the coming years, with estimates predicting that by 2019, digital ad spend will total $287 million, accounting for 17% of total ad spend. This is one of the fastest rates of growth for digital ad spending in Latin America, with only Peru predicted to have a faster rate of growth. And finally, figures released by the European Commission have revealed that internet speeds in Greece are some of the slowest in Europe. Greece came in 27th out of the 28 EU countries for internet speeds, with just 0.4% having so-called ultra-high speed connections. 70% of Greeks have an internet speed slower than 30 megabits per second. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit WebCertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. Goodbye.